Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. That's 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. Easy for me to say. And it reads out of the NIV as such. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I want to speak today on the topic, the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. To give you some background, God did not endorse Saul as king and was going to anoint someone else, which turned out to be David. Samuel, who was the man of God, wrongly assumed that Eliab was the one that God was going to anoint as king. Samuel's assumption was based on Eliab's appearance. He really felt that God would choose him because he looked the part. God corrected Samuel and told him not to consider the outward appearance when making decisions. This is true when you think about it. Samuel's assumption was based on the outer appearance, and he never considered what was in Eliab's heart. Now, if we're being truthful, we can't judge Samuel for his error in judgment, because we are all human and make the same judgment regarding the appearance of things.
That's true.
We choose spouses, significant others, based on appearance first and foremost. Let's address this for a moment. When we choose to be with somebody or go out with somebody, the first thing that we notice is their appearance. Now, I'm going to have some fun and break this down a little bit. I'm going to talk to the fellas first. Now, guys, let's be honest. When we are looking for a woman, she has to have something from an appearance standpoint that makes us want to be with her. Whether she is pretty, shapely, etc. If her hair is not combed and it's all over her head, she's out of shape, not cute in terms of how we define cuteness, we will not give her a chance. We never consider that this pretty girl may have a screw loose. How many times, fellas, have we hooked up with a woman only to find out later that she was a watch? Because we were so concerned about her appearance, we were blind to what she was like in her heart and mind. Now, ladies, it is your turn. Let's keep this thing real. The guys who you're looking for has to be tall, dark, and handsome, according to society. If not, he has to have something else going on with them. Ladies are more apt to check out the guy for other signs than men do. Okay? Women want to know the following. First and foremost, does he have a job? Is he married? Is there dirt under his fingernails? Is he clean? Fellas, if you're not drawing any interest from ladies, then I have just given you some reasons why you probably aren't, okay? But what both men and women have in common is that they go by the outer appearance first. That's what matters the most. Now, let's take it to another level, okay? If we're being honest, we tend to be with others who look like us in reference to the color of our skin. This is also based on the outer appearance, not the heart. We wrongly assume that people can relate better with people who look like us. Do we really allow ourselves to hang out with people who look differently than ourselves for any other reason?
No.
Sadly, there is a portion of society that disassociates themselves from other people since they are a different skin color. Hmm. This is racism, whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. If we as a people really allow ourselves to be around people different than ourselves, we could learn from each other and would be surprised that what makes us different can also unite us.
Wow.
So if you vote for me this fall, no, I'm just kidding, just had to throw that out. I had to say to myself, what God just said is very true.
Right.
Now let's keep going. Judging things by appearance does not stop with people. Mm-mm. Think about it. When we buy cars, mm-hmm. we buy them based on appearance. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, without checking the internal operation of the vehicle.
That's right.
Sure, we take it on a test drive. Mm-hmm. But is that a real test of the durability of or performance of the car over time? When we buy a home, appearance is the motivation. Does this place have the space that we need? Does it have a nice yard and a good neighborhood? Do we check how the home was built? Do we check to make sure everything really works, or do we just assume that the quote-unquote home inspector has checked everything? Well, we don't. God operates totally different than we do. God looks at the heart. He does this because what is in the heart of someone is what the person really is about. You can fool man with your pretty clothes, acting like you have everything together, acting like you care, etc. Since we act differently, sure, we act differently when we are at work, around some others, in church, whatever. But as soon as we are away from those environments, we revert back to who we really are.
That's true.
You can fool man with these acts, but you cannot fool God.
That's true.
See, God made man and woman, so he knows that it is human nature to act this way. So God looks at the heart to cut through the act, the games, and he digs within each of us to see what is real versus what is fake.
That's true.
See, when Samuel assumed that Eliab was the one, he never considered his heart. Wow. He didn't even know this guy. He just saw the outer appearance of him. He said, yeah, he looks like a king. Why not? This must be the one God talking about. God didn't even look at what Eliab looked like. He already knew in his heart that wasn't the one, because he checked Eliab's heart.
Wow.
Okay? God also knows that he and only he can change a man's heart, right? Any change that you may have experienced in your way of thinking is due to the grace of God. You see, man can't change himself or herself. And anyone trying to change their own heart without God is going to be in for a rude awakening.
That's
Amen?
True.
It is impossible for man to change his very nature. We're creatures of habit. We do things a certain way all the time. And that don't change unless God changes us. God, you see, has the power and the desire to change your heart. Right? Can you imagine for a second that if you didn't judge things by appearance, how different your life would be right now?
Wow.
You know how many times in your life you've judged things by appearance and were led astray?
That's true.
How many times you say, yeah, that must be it. It looks right. It feels right. It's got to be right. And then it wasn't. I know from personal experience, I've done it many times. As a child and as an adult as well. And I challenge each of us to look at our lives and be honest and say, have I ever done that? And the answer will probably be yes. Because we're human. It's what we do. But God has told Samuel, he's like, look, I'm not concerned about the outer. I'm not concerned about the acts. It doesn't matter how tall, how short, and I'm kind of glad about that because I'm 5'2". He doesn't care about your height. He doesn't care about your weight. He doesn't care about the color of your skin. None of that matters when God evaluates you. None of it. So yeah, God has a desire to change your heart. Why? Because he looks at each of our hearts to properly evaluate us. He looks at our heart to see what needs to be changed. He looks at our heart to see who desires to seek him. He looks at our heart to see who loves him. Wow. He looks at our heart to see what our intentions are in every situation and circumstance. Let me hit that point for a moment. Every situation and circumstance, we sometimes give, or people give to charities, or they have to see somebody. But, you know, sometimes they do it to be seen.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Or to be heard. Yeah, I did this, or I did that. To self-promotion, you know?
Self-promotion.
Instead of them doing it from their heart, where it's not about them at all. It's about the person they're trying to help.
Amen.
And that happens all the time. And you can't distinguish who's for real and who's fake. We got a lot of organizations that are trying to collect money. We have a lot of churches and other organizations giving to these charities. But where's the heart? Where's their heart? Like, I'll use Thanksgiving for example. We have numerous places that feed people on Thanksgiving.
That's true.
But what about the other 364 days? Where are they going to eat then? See, it's all about the heart. God knows this. While we are wasting our time looking at the appearance of things, our God looks at our heart. If we ask God to change our heart, and this is key, we will no longer be misled by judging things by the outer appearance. And we will be led by our heart instead of our eyes. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Not to make the same mistakes we made in the past, and to be able to rightfully figure out what we need to do, because we're not judging by the outer in any situation, whether it be people, places, or things. Well, in closing, I want to say God is seeking those who will lay down their hearts and their life to allow him to change their heart, their mind, and their life. If we have the strength and courage to make that sacrifice, the rewards are limitless. God will change us to be like him, and we too will not look at the outer appearance of things, but look within each other's heart. Perhaps the world would be a better place if we did. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come and we give thanks for this word, this message. Father, we are thankful that you look at our hearts instead of the outer appearance. We thank you, Lord, that your judgment is true and just because you look at our heart, not our outer appearance. Father, we cannot pull the okey-doke on you. We can't fool you. We can't fake you, because you're God and you know the intent of our hearts. Father, we ask that you give us the strength and courage to allow you to change our hearts so that we too can judge by the heart, Lord. We can do things according to our heart, Lord. We need your help in this, Lord. We cannot change ourselves, Lord. We need you. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth, and many will hear it, and many will come to you and ask, and have the courage and strength to ask you to change their heart. Father, we give you all glory and honor for this word. Help us to receive it in the best way possible. We thank you. We love you. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.